Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before I start the prayer, I want to tell you that my heart's pretty heavy right now. No, nothing personal has happened, no tragedy. But as I go through the news and as I watch the hearings and as I go through the articles and the news and the articles and the news, it goes on and on and on. But today I read one, and I don't know if this person that wrote it even understands exactly what my heart heard in that article. So I'm going to share it with you later today. But let's go to the Lord. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, afraid, yet we know that there is nothing that shocks you off your throne, and the earth is your footstool. Here comes, fear comes from not knowing, and not that you have revealed to us the truth, and now that you have revealed to us the truth, excuse me, even though there are still many lies and questions in my heart. We must fall on our knees before you and repent, and then follow you into battle for others. We know, O God, your heart, your will is not as much about saving a nation named America, but it is about saving individual Americans. In seeing the evils now, we know how much power the evil one has over many who have given themselves to him. But I've read the end of the book, and I know, without any doubt, your love is more powerful than their hate. Our prayers are more powerful than an impeachment hearing. Your arm is not too short, and you will always, always rescue your people when they repent. The evil one has no power over you. I pray for the safety and your vigilant watch over President Donald Trump and Melania. I ask that you also watch over Vice President Pence and Karen, all their families and advisors. Keep them safe. Make them wise. Draw them closer to you. Bless today's show. I feel the need to share some news that is pointed about how this nation and its people have been taken over, deceived. Bless all my listeners, Father. Give each of us ears that will hear truth, even when we are lied to. Eyes that will see good, even in the midst of darkness. Grant us hearts that are concerned with the salvation of others. And give us the beautiful feet that are anxious to do your will and share your love. The battle is before us. Let us have warriors like King David, brave ones like young Queen Esther, and women such as Deborah, who battled for you. For such a time as this, we bow before you, and we beg your forgiveness, and ask your guidance and your wisdom. Amen. So what does tyranny look like? Have you ever thought about that? We fly that word around like we say liberty, but do we know what it means? Well, I was just jotting this down. It's not a part of my monologue. We'll get to that in a moment. What does tyranny look like? Death. No law for those in charge. Criminals. No protection, no gender specific, no morals, no truth. I was just writing these down as I walked into the studio, so I really haven't had time to really think about them. So I'm going to open the phone lines after my monologue, and I want you to call with one or two words. We'll see how many callers we can get in. What does tyranny look like? As I watch and I listen to the so-called impeachment hearings, I can't help but wonder, what happened to America? And when? I hear the ugly from both sides. And why do we have sides? We're supposed to be one people, aren't we? They talk about the far right. They talk about the radical left. So where does that put me? Where does that put you? This sham of a trial, not a hearing as far as the little shift is concerned, is a waste of time, in my opinion. But what is time in D.C.? I mentioned to you earlier, this is all a distraction. While it is most certainly that, it is much, much more. We've talked about that before. I mentioned to you before also that, in my opinion, President Donald Trump is the first working president we've had in decades. If that's true, who's been running this nation? Who's been making foreign policy and why? And when I share the article with you that I'm going to share, I think you'll understand. And I hope it scares you not into hiding, but into going to action. The why is always somewhat obvious, although it goes much deeper than somebody wanting power. It's much more sinister than someone wanting more money. The power they have and want to keep is the evil power, the power over people. The United States of America, not the D.C. occupiers, they sold out a long time ago, but we the people. They want power over we the people. And we the people have been the only thing, the only ones holding back the dictators. We the people, the ones who still love this nation, elected President Donald Trump, knowing he is not a politician, and in hopes that he could actually drain a swamp. Which is way too sweet a picture for what they really are. I envision a dark woods with numerous evils lurking. Seriously, I see these people that way. If you're around me long, you'll know I believe in capital punishment for those who have and are and continue to commit treason against this nation. I believe we are that serious at this moment. But while we the people elect this man, President Donald Trump, we didn't expect. We had no clear understanding of the evil, of the plots that are not occasionally but every day memos or process in D.C. Last Thursday's show, we had Tom DeWeese on. He's very awake, and he has a lot to say, and I encourage you to go back and listen to that show. That was on the 14th. I came across an article today from a source that I do trust. It's titled, Whistleblower Eric Carmarella Received Updates on George Soros' 2016 Ukraine Activities, and they have emails to show this. Okay, so what's another anti-impeachment article? That's what I thought when I first started reading it from the right, but as I read it, this is scary, my friends. Who has actually been running this nation? Forgive me, but I shall attempt to read it to you when we come back from this break. I need you to understand, you are the only hope for this nation. The only hope. You cannot do this alone, though. We absolutely must stand together. We cannot take it lightly. We cannot take lightly our actions. One of my favorite posters, which I used to post it on Facebook quite a bit, was an angel. She had wings. She had a saber. She was fit for battle. She says, first we pray, then we fight. We're going into break. When we come back, I'm going to share that article. What does tyranny look like? 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, who's been in charge of this nation? And what does tyranny really look like? Will we even recognize it when we see it? Because I believe we're consumed with it right now, and we don't even know it. And that's scary. I was scribbling down, what can I do? I'm poor. I'm small. I'm simple. I feel ill-equipped. I'm not physically strong. What can I do? What can you do? It is scary to think about. But we have to realize, I have to realize, God has put me right here with you for such a time as this. I believe that with all my heart. And as I read this article this morning, I'm going to read it to you, and maybe you won't see what I see in it. But I think you might. It's not so much about the names, and it is about the deeds and what's being done. There are names given here. Now, I don't understand what the big secret is about who this he's not really a whistleblower, he's a leaker. Is. Mainstream media refuses to give his name, and Fox News people have pretty much done the same thing. They said, we've been asked by Fox not to give the name.
Well, this is coming from a source that I really have grown to appreciate. I don't know all the writers. I don't know this writer. Her name is Deborah Hine. It comes from a website called American Greatness. You'll recognize some of the writers on there, and you won't recognize some of the others. And its website is amforamericagreatness.com. Let's just get started here. And I'm going to have some problems with some of the names to pronounce, but bear with me. This is a story about the so-called whistleblower. Doesn't matter who he is, doesn't matter what his name is, what matters is what's being done. Alleged Ukraine whistleblower Eric Karamella was among a handful of other Obama foreign policy officials who received a flurry of emails and phone calls from George Soros' Open Society Foundation in 2016, offering guidance on Ukraine policy. State Department memos show this. The emails made public in August of 2019 as part of a Freedom Information Act request by the conservative group Citizens United revealed that left-wing mega donor George Soros had access to President Obama's national security team and apparently had influence on the administration's Ukraine policies. Do you see why this is scary? The FOIA, which is the Freedom of Information Act, request was unrelated to Karamella, who has since been identified as the anti-Trump complainant, whose allegations against the president spurred congressional Democrats to launch an impeachment inquiry. The emails informed Team Obama about Soros' objectives and activities in the Ukraine. Karamella was a primary recipient of the Open Society emails. Now, do you remember Open Society from Tuesday's show with Mindy Patterson? That is Obama's group. The Open Society emails in 2016, along with then Assistant Secretary of State from European Affairs, Victoria Nuland, who was instrumental in disseminating the Steele dossier throughout the Obama State Department. While Nuland was working with then Special Envoy Jonathan Weiner, now there's a web here, and it's hard for me to even follow, so I understand how hard it is for you to follow while I'm just reading it. While Nuland was working with then Special Envoy Jonathan Weiner to get the anti-Trump dossier in front of then Secretary of State John Kerry, she was also receiving updates on Ukraine's issues from a dossier author, Christopher Steele, and George Soros. In June of 2016, Jeff Goldstein, the senior policy analyst for Eurasia at the Open Society Foundation, sent an email to Nuland and Karamella about Soros' meeting with the European Commissioner for Neighborhood Policy and Enlargement of Negotiations, Aaron Klein of Breitbart News reported. Now, are you seeing what has been going on? Do you think this only happened in 2016, that these people had influence and were manipulating things with foreign policy? How long has this been going on? Now, in 2016, they had to kick it up a gear or two because they could not have this president, Donald Trump, coming in and messing up what they had worked so hard, so many decades to do, and that is bring the United States down to a socialistic government. Not a free republic, but a chaotic democracy, which we can see the chaos today in these hearings. These hearings that hate the president. It's supposed to be bipartisan. But every time little Schiff talks, he mentions all kinds of derogatory remarks against the president. Let's continue. I want to let you know that Mr. Soros met with Johannes Hahns in Brussels earlier today. One of the issues he raised was concern over the decision to delay the visa liberalization for Georgia and the implications for Ukraine. Are you following this? The email revealed that GS, which is George Soros, is also meeting Georgian President, okay, we're going to mess this up, Marklushvili, today, and speaking with PM Groyman, referring to Ukrainian Prime Minister Vladimir Groysman. The email stated that Soros told Hahn that Ukrainian civil society, I love that, everything's a civil society, is concerned that without reciprocity from the EU for steps Ukraine has taken to put in place sensitive and anti-corruption and anti-discrimination legislation and institutions, it will not be possible to continue to use the leverage of EU instruments and policies to maintain pressure for reforms in the future. Soros also urged Hahn to advocate with member states to move ahead with visa liberalization for Ukraine, according to the email. I'm sure you've been working this issue hard. If you have any thoughts on how this is likely to play out or where particular problems lie, I'd appreciate you that if you could let me know. That's how the email concluded. Newland wrote in a reply that she would prefer to speak by phone, and they scheduled a time. Goldstein wrote to Soros, specifically asked that an employee from his personal office join the call with Newland. Johannes Hahn is deeply involved with the Atlantic Council, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank that works in partisanship with and is particularly financed by Bursima Holdings, the notorious corrupt Ukrainian energy firm connected to Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Last August, a staffer for House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff attended a meeting in Ukraine with Bill Taylor, the chargé d'affaires of the United States Embassy in Kiev, that was organized by the Atlantic Council. Taylor was one of Schiff's stars, if you saw that this week, witnessed in the impeachment hearing inquiry. Thomas Eager, the staffer who met with Taylor, had a close relationship with the organization as well. Caramella and Newland reportedly worked very closely together on Ukraine policy during the Obama years. Maybe all of my listeners should just send a phone message to D.C. just says, we're done. We're done. Who's been running this nation? Who's the working president? That's why Trump scares them so bad. They can't have it. It's messing it up. And it's up to you to change it. And we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Have returned. Before I get back to the topic here, we're going to go to Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, real good, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. What's on your mind?
This is a real heavy subject, really. I mean, it goes way deep, you know, into the
deep
state.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Which is, as I mentioned before, the deep state, that's another name for the CFR, and that's Henry Kissinger.
Council of Foreign Affairs. Go ahead.
Council on Foreign Affairs. And
yes,
he ran it. And he still runs
yes
it. And then there's Mikhail Gorbachev, who started his foundation in 1991, who is all UN against Christians, against anything that's good. There's the Ford Foundation, there's the Wood Foundation, there's the Sierra Club, and they all are backed by the United Nations.
The United Nations is a problem for sure, and
that's why we need to get rid of them.
I agree. I mean, absolutely. In that article that I was reading, it's talking about all these different organizations and these, you know, and some of them are fairly new, but there are those that you're mentioning, and they're all attached to the UN. And, you know, it's been my gripe for a long, long time that we have all these conservative groups, so-called, as well, And as long as we're all doing our own little thing, we're not going to win this battle. And it is a battle. It is a war right now against freedom and slavery. That's exactly what it's about. Either we're a free people or we'll be an enslaved people. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. Uh-huh. You have a good day. Don't get discouraged. Just get, what do I say? Get determined. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. We have another Neil. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right.
Good.
I've got a good example of a tyranny in America. You got armed thugs roaming the roads, harassing people exercising their First Amendment right to travel. Mm-hmm. People don't understand the First Amendment secures your right to travel. Supreme Court calls it a penumbra right. In other words, falling under the shadow or the umbrella of the First Amendment because you can't exercise your First Amendment rights if you don't have the right to travel. And you've got these armed states.
Well, that's a symptom. That's a symptom. I would say that's a symptom of what's happened. The tyranny itself, I'll let you have that.
That's an example of tyranny. That's tyranny when they jerk you off the road and throw you in jail because you won't give up your right to travel.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
There are so many things where they have gone against our Constitution. They go against our Bill of Rights. But when I'm saying I want to know what tyranny looks like, I understand what Neil's saying. I don't totally disagree with him either. But what I'm saying is, what are they preaching to us? These candidates for offices. Not just the Democrat ones either. Now, I know I'm going to get in trouble with my Republican buddies. But what is it that they promise you? These promises they're giving you. This constant barrage of legislation. Now, I had an article. I think I lost it, Rudy. I think you fixed it, found it for me this morning, and I've lost it. They had time. Here it is. The House. They are so busy working. They've been so busy working since 6 months ago that they had to once again pass a stopgate spending bill, an emergency. They had to give the government enough money to keep going. I don't know about you, but I'd like to see them shut down. That was one of President Donald Trump's greatest stands, I think. And I know we all have friends that work for the government. But think about what they're doing. Think about all that. And it's just in the eyes where we can see it since President Trump was elected. It was going on long time before he was in place. That's why, no matter what, including some Republicans, Mitt Romney, they have to get rid of this president. You have to make sure they don't. He's not going to make every decision you want. He's just a man. We elected him to do what he promised. And they have done everything in their power to stop that from happening. Whether it's securing the border, foreign policies, trade. I said a long time ago, they hated him for those three reasons. Well, actually it was two. Trade and the border. Immigration. So since they can't get their way with illegal immigration, we have some wonderful Republicans who are coming up with bills that will increase legal immigration. Because you don't matter, you see. What matters is who's lobbying at their door and paying their campaign funds. Putting money in their pockets. These people make money when they run for office. I don't know how it works because I'm not an economist, but I know they're making money every time they run for office. If you believe Elizabeth Warren doesn't like the millionaires and the billionaires, you have been fooled. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? Same with Bernie Sanders. The titles of the articles that I was going over this morning, I already shared one with you. 3 years on, Democrats are still crying. Former Baltimore mayor charged with fraud faces up to 20 years in prison. Well, surely the Democrats will get her off because that's not, you know, Democrats aren't, they're not, they're allowed to lie and do fraud. says here that Gordon Sondland today is going to testify at the impeachment hearings, and he's going to say, yes, there was quid pro quo, whatever it was. Americans should demand an end to this impeachment absurdity. I'm just reading you titles. Does the left hate America? Very good one. And this was from a couple days ago. I was saving it for today. Melody Cedarstrom was to be with us today of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And she had to cancel. She had other things happening that she couldn't be here this hour. Feds Powell tells Congress federal debt is unsustainable. Then he goes, Epstein's guards plead not guilty. Well, somebody's guilty of something. The man's dead. Unless they stood there and watched him commit suicide, somebody's guilty of something. They were supposed to be keeping a good eye on him. I want to address something from a man that I very, very, very dearly appreciate. And this is one of my affiliates. And he sent me a little scathe of something that I had said. I think he misinterpreted what I said, but I'm not sure if he did or not, because I haven't gone back to see. Sometimes I just mouth. He said, I was listening to the show, and I think it was when I had Mindy on. I think it was Tuesdays. And you made a statement that is 100% incorrect. He's talking about Stone. Stone was tried and convicted by a jury of his peers. I don't see that having anything to do with Trump or Obama. He lied to Congress and the other six things. Nobody is to blame but he and he alone. We are a nation of laws, and my mother will tell us. My mother tells us that. She says, if we don't want to go to jail, don't break the law. He says, I think she was trying to scare me. Well, my affiliate is correct. We have laws. My point was, what did Stone do any different than what Adam Schiff has been doing? Lying to the American people. So it's okay to lie to the American people, but not to Congress. I don't know this Stone guy. I know Stone and Manafort and Flynn, and they're all being held to a different standard than everyone else. I know that the Democrats are promoting no prisons. You know, I think we need less people in prison, too. I really do. I think we've got too many. But I think murderers and rapists, I believe in capital punishment. We'd have less people in prison if we had capital punishment. But there's a lot of people in jail that shouldn't be, but there's a lot of people who aren't that should be. And I'll tell you what, I'm so fed up with the corruption in D.C., I believe in capital punishment for treason. They're lucky. They're lucky I'm not president. I don't think I could handle it like he does. But I am worried about him and his family. We're headed into a break. When we come back, we'll have some more of Who's in Charge. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. We're going to go quickly to the phone lines. I don't like to take calls in the last segment, but we're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, do you have what I ask for? Do you have what tyranny looks like?
Tyranny, CIA. But I've got
like
another
CIA
story, and that is that there's only one good thing I see about the impeachment. As long as the impeachment trial is continuing and the deep state thinks they can remove Trump by impeachment, then they will not, the CIA will not exercise a JFK-style coup.
All right. That is something, that is one reason we started the prayers every morning, is because we're praying his protection greatly. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Trump's smart. He's got them to do an impeachment to show how stupid they are. And it protects them.
Okay. Yes. All right. I saw a joke, too. This week, it said the way the Democrats' luck is going, if they finally get Trump's finances, they'll find out, and his tax returns, they'll find out he's due a refund. That would be hysterical. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen, but that would be hysterical. All right, I want to talk about this real quickly, and this is about what they did yesterday. The House on Tuesday passed a stopgap spending bill to fund the government through December the 20th. It's only for a couple. Well, that's today. December the 20th is today.
This is November.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Jumped a month ahead. Thank you, Rudy. 20th. Not today, but December the 20th. As lawmakers seek to stave off government shutdown. Boy, I became my boss right then because he used to do things like that. I became him all over. He trained me so well.
I was definitely in a time warp there for a minute. I went, where did this last month go?
Well, all these things we've been waiting for, they're over, you know, and I haven't done any Christmas shopping. Okay, anyway, I was thinking November. The legislation known as a continuing resolution approved 231 to 192 heads to the Senate today before funding for federal agencies is set to lapse at midnight this week on tomorrow, November 21st.
12 Republicans joined the 219 Democrat counterparts in backing the measure. Don't you find that interesting? We talk about the radical left, the radical right, yet they come together so often. They can spend money, that's no problem. These people can go shopping together with your money. In addition to extending the government funding at current levels, the continuing resolution provides $7.2 billion to fully fund the 2020 census.
How much?
$7.2
billion. Billion?
With a B for billion. And provides 3.1% pay raise for all members of the military, which I'm okay with that.
That's cool.
But why couldn't they do that after they've got it all settled? It also extends expiring health care programs. Well, bless Nancy's little heart. They have no problem spending your money, folks. How much do you think these impeachment inquiry hearings have cost? What was it Mueller's investigation cost and came up with nothing? They keep coming up with nothing. Do I think that Trump is squeaky clean? No, I don't think he's squeaky clean. But I don't think he's done anything as sinister and evil as Congress. Somebody sent me something. It was another article, and I said, I think they're listening. I wished I had that. It was that little cartoon I got, but it talked about how many years different people in Congress had been there, including Nancy Pelosi and some of the others. And yet they blame everything on President Donald Trump, who's only been there, 36 months? Presidents come and presidents go, but Congress stays and stays and stays. Who's running this nation? The deep state, people like Soros, it doesn't matter what his name is. He's a multi-billionaire. They all like him, though. Pushing socialism and communism. Obama's come out against them, their rhetoric, but not against their policy. You see, they weren't supposed to make it quite that obvious. And now the people are waking up and they're seeing exactly what's been going on. But knowing you have a deep state, knowing that it hasn't been, I believe it is right now, as much as he possibly can with all the obstruction that's going on. But knowing that the person you elect and put in the White House isn't actually running things is a scary, scary thought. Knowing that someone else outside the government has placed in these offices is sneaking information here and there and hither and yonder to foreign entities. It's a scary thought. Are you that comfortable that you're not willing to do anything? To even make a phone call? Run for a schoolhouse? Board, school board? Do something to bring your community home? Do something to bring America back together? You know, I talk a lot. I try to encourage you. I've sacrificed a lot. I know that you're out there in the same position I'm in. Just barely making it. Some months not making it. What does freedom mean to you? What does it mean to you for your grandchildren? Your great-grandchildren. It's time for us to get on our knees and pray. Stop being a patient people with this corrupt Congress. I think you should vote against every single Democrat. and then hold those Republicans accountable because they no longer can hide behind a Democrat. Makes sense to me. I'm not saying because I think the Republicans are 100% right, because I do not. You know, it's scary. But life goes on. But what will the life, what will the lives of our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren be like? When they're enslaved, are they going to say, what did Grandma do? I thought Meemaw was nuts, but now I'm thinking Meemaw knew what she was talking about. She might have still been nuts, but I'm Meemaw, in case you're wondering. You know, folks, when you know, I love music. When you sing in a choir, you're all together. You're all one voice. And it's time that America came together, became one voice, and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.